Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Never stops, doesn't it? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way you win. So you get informed, you get part of the solution. I hope you enjoyed that last segment with Becca Keating. I was talking to her during the breaks. And, you know, one of the things that people don't seem to understand or get, though I totally agree, our school, our public schools are nowhere near what our founding fathers had in mind for them to be. I agree with that statement, comment, whatever. We've let them get like that, though. We've let them become that. We've allowed them to go down those roads. Right? I mean, you have a right to homeschool your children. And if we had done that in the early days... Seriously, think about it. If we had done that in the early days and not allowed them to teach our kids this way, we could have nipped it in the bud then. And somebody said, well, yeah, you know, all right, it's too late now. No, it's never too late. Never have that attitude because that's how we always lose. You make them, I've said this to the people I've been dealing with, that I work with, you make them so uncomfortable that they can't teach it. You make them so uncomfortable that they can't talk it. When I say that, I'm talking about the teachers' union, the district, whatever. Whoever is doing it to your children, make it stop. You know what? If you moms out there, you must have friends that thought that whole, pole dancing drag queen thing was, oh, just so cool and funny. You know, ask them a question. Say, if you were sitting in your car on the phone at the park while your son or daughter was playing in the sandbox or swinging on the swings or doing whatever, right, you had to take a call where it was a little more quiet, and you saw somebody dressed up almost in a clown outfit show up and start twerking their little butts in the faces of your little Susie or Johnny, would you just sit there and go, oh, that's so cute? Would you? Well, what's the difference? Because the school's doing it? Right? What's the difference? I mean, seriously, it's a dereliction of your parental duty to let that happen. And you don't, and nobody seems to care. Or your parents don't seem to care. This is your doing. And the reason I blame you is you can blame the schools, and, you know, because some of you get mad at me when I do this, but you can blame the schools all you want. These are your kids. Take control of your kids. It's that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, don't let it happen. I don't know. What makes me nuts is that when parents come in and start screaming at trustees and start talking about, you know, why are you teaching this stuff to my kids? Why are you allowing this to happen? And here's my thing. Wake up. What is wrong with you? First and foremost, most school districts are bound by state law. So you're electing these people to go to the state and the federal level that are pushing the local school boards to do these things to your children. You heard me. To do these things to your children. All right? And it seems to be okay. You know, it doesn't bother you. So when are you going to start voting in a way that stops these things from happening? No, really, sincerely. You've got to do some of the work, too. You can't leave it all up to the district, to the teachers. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. There was a school leader that was boasting about exposing students to sex toys. That's right. You know, Project Veritas had a video out. It exposed a high-ranking private school official, Joe Bruno, who admitted that he teaches underage children about sex with items such as, ready for this, butt plugs, and yes, I'm sorry, dildos as well. Okay, I mean, you're sending, this is a private school. Your kids are going to these private schools. Not yours, yours, but you know what I'm saying. You allow this to happen? The school, and again, can you imagine if they were passing out Bibles, what would happen? Bruno works as the dean of students at an elite school in Chicago. Oh, there you go. Figures. The school is Francis W. Parker. It said that these were the items brought into the classroom by the LGBTQ plus group. So I've been the dean for 4 years during Pride. We do Pride Week every year. I had our LGBT plus health center come into the classroom. They were passing around butt plugs and dildos to my students, talking about queer sex using lube versus spit. This is what they're teaching your kids in a private school. When are you going to start taking control? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Come on, you gotta like brass. Everybody likes brass. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Not part of the problem, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know, you've heard this a million times. But if you head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do a lot there. And seriously, you know, get involved, read the stories. All right, let me get back at it. I had to calm down, as you know. You know, it's just amazing to me And it's been, you know, it's been an interesting year for schools and parents and such. And that's why you've got to get involved. You've got to get, if you truly believe that you want to take things back, you're tired of the way things are running, then you actually need to do something. Okay? That simple. Anyway, we were talking about the school leader at a private school, which means these are schools that people are actually paying for. And I know the language is a little rough. I'm sorry, but they're seeing it in school. They're hearing it in school. What are you doing about it? I mean, are you asking your kids what they see, what they hear? And this guy's been doing this for almost 4 years with your little kids. He said the kids are just playing with them, looking at them. They're like, how does this butt plug work? Boy, what, can you imagine? Why don't you let me show you, little boy? Yeah, go ahead. I hope that made you sick to your stomach, because that's what's happening. He goes on to say he's a teacher. That's the really cool part of my job, because I get to teach these kids. Ooh. He said, we had a drag queen come in, pass out cookies and brownies, and do photos with them. You know? And one of our employees, while at the conference last week, was targeted by a right-wing fringe group. This is a letter he sent out to parents. Of individuals that seek to undermine and manipulate diversity, equity, and inclusion belong to work in schools. So, if it's truly diversity, equity, and inclusion, I want you to think about something. How many of you out there, how many of you parents out there, you know, when your kids are younger than 13, are teaching them, showing them sex toys, teaching them how to have heterosexual sex, right? Because that's what they're doing here. Here they're teaching them how to have gay sex. And they're saying that's fine and that's good and it's inclusive. Well, if it's inclusive, what about heterosexual sex? I guess that's not part of it. See, they'll say that the parents at home are showing that or dealing with that with their kids. The kids need to see something else. Well, no, they don't, actually. They need to see how 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's what they need to see. They need to learn fractions. I'm not even sure I want you teaching them history anymore. So they've affirmed that they did these things. It's just amazing. What's even more amazing, frankly, and honestly, is that their parents who think this is perfectly fine, natural, good, forget for diversity, equity, inclusion, and all that other crazy stuff. And then yet the same libraries that allow pseudo lap dances for kids who brought in these drag queens, they rejected a story time reading from Kirk Cameron's new book. Well, it's a faith-based kids book. So God forbid, can't do that, can you? It's just sad. Public libraries around the nation are rolling out a glitter carpet for drag queens, but hey, Jesus, you're going to have to wait outside, dude. So 50 taxpayer-funded libraries had hosted drag queen story hours. They refused to host story time by Kirk Cameron. Now, Kirk Cameron is a well-known conservative actor, Hollywood producer. He most recently wrote As You Grow. It's a child's book series promoting faith, family, and biblical values. It teaches biblical wisdom, value of producing the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. I mean, all those nasty things that you wouldn't want anybody to know. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Terrible stuff. Don't want to do it. It's devastating to discover that many of these public-funded libraries, right, money that you and I are paying for, have now become indoctrination centers. They refuse to allow biblical wisdom to be taught to our children. The woke left understands that morality is instilled by the age of 10 and they want their morality to win. They're right. Those young years are the years that you need to mold your children and not let the school do it. Right? This is why I say you guys have to be involved. You guys have to be opening your mouth. You guys have to say something. And what do they say? The equity inclusion people? We're very queer friendly at our library, and our message does not align with yours. God. San Diego Library rejected the book because of their diverse community. So reading books about teenage boys slipping into a sparkly dress and high heels is okay, but reading books about God is apparently homophobic and triggering. It's understandable. So many. I mean, this is just amazing. You know, I would be working overtime if I had money to burn, just to burn. I would be working overtime to make sure that there was equal access. And see, these are public libraries, so it should be equal access. And if they're smart about this, they'll start putting together programs that use godly principle without using biblical scripture. I know some people won't agree with me, but I don't really care. Because really, we're supposed to be sly, we're supposed to be sneaky. Not deceitful, but sneaky. Can you imagine? If Kirk, now most people know who he is, so they would have to send somebody else in. And he could go in there, I mean, come up with a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, we have a story about a family, and it's all about love and joy and peace and patience and kindness. And the whole community. So the community is all about goodness and gentleness and faithfulness. Self-control. Loving others. You know that the librarian would have a big...
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
ports of entry along the U.S.-Canadian border are monitoring for a white 2011-2013 Hyundai Elantra that was in the, quote, immediate area of a home where four University of Idaho students were murdered last month. This is according to a Customs and Border Protection spokesperson. The Moscow Police Department stated that they wanted to speak to the occupant or occupants of the vehicle, whom they believe may have critical information about the quadruple homicide. Police have not identified a suspect or located a murder weapon in the case. Brittany Griner crossed paths with Victor Bout as she made her way through a United Arab Airport on the heels of a prison swap, bringing the WNBA star back to the U.S. after months in Russian captivity. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right, one more time around the desk. Little dance. There you go. Okay, Joe Bassett, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. All right. Talking about Kirk Cameron being told that he can't come into a library. I think he picked 50 libraries that were, I think they were the libraries that had, did one of those drag queen readings. But to teach about wisdom from the good book, teach about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness, self-control, and sorry, can't have that. These people are sick. Public library refuses to, again, this is public funds. And this is why I keep saying, we shouldn't let this go. We should be fighting back on these things. No, in all sincerity and seriousness, public library refuses to erect Christmas tree because, well, it makes people uncomfortable. A tax-funded, taxpayer-funded library in Dedham, Massachusetts. Oh, God, these people have gone so far from the original days. Even of that state. I mean, do you know how many Christian-based colleges you have in that state? Or had? Colleges that were founded by Christians? Maybe they should have told the perpetually offended snowflakes that it was a gay pride tree. I don't know. But apparently, erecting a Christmas tree, because it makes people feel bad. So, if that's the reason, and remember, the tree is not religious. And the Supreme Court has already said, in the public world, As long as you allow other things. Right now, there was a case where a nativity scene was asked to be removed from City Hall. And a court ruled that as long as the City Hall, whatever, the government, allowed other displays of holiday stuff, then it was okay. It was perfectly legal. So all they had to do, this is a true story, all they had to do was add a reindeer which I thought was great. Get a manger, could have been a reindeer there, put a reindeer there. You know, a couple of reindeers, and it made it all okay and legal. Right? Lisa Desmond, who serves as a branch manager for the library, she exposed the Grinchy decision in a viral Facebook post. She said, I've never posted a negative post on Facebook. That is until now. I found out today that my beautiful library will not have its Christmas tree this year. No explanation. When I asked, I was told, well, people were made uncomfortable last year looking at it. I'm sorry, what? She said she'd been there for 28 years and never heard one complaint. Okay? So it's always one person. It's just like a freedom from religion freaks. I say the same thing. It's always one person that goes through. One person decides they're offended. And everybody has to jump into action. She goes on to say, we've celebrated and included everyone in our community. In fact, I was asked to MC the Juneteenth this year. What an honor that would have been for me. Those who know me, so just tell them you're not comfortable with the Juneteenth flag. If they take the flag down, you'll be fine. What do you think? Those who know me and my family know we celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. My Muslim friends and Western Indian friends invite me to their celebrations as well. What an amazing gift. Right? I mean, just these people are nuts. They don't really care about making sure everybody feels comfortable. They only care about squashing down any reference that they perceive as being Christian in any way. The tree is not Christian. I got news for you. Santa Claus is not Christian. Now, there is a story and or myths around Santa Claus, but they're in every culture, and they're not religious in nature. I think with the exception of one. So anyway, she goes on to say, I'm not feeling very positive today. Please bring Christmas back to my beautiful library. So citizens have been writing letters. They're outraged. They're teed off, as well they should be. This is what I keep telling you. You go down. It's a city-owned, city-owned library. Public funds go down to City Hall during one of their meetings and make as much noise as humanly possible. They go on to say the political correctness is it is true. It's eroding national sensibility. They're getting all kinds of letters. Christmas is a federal holiday in this country. Put the darn tree up. The library's hosted a number of diversity events over the past year, including an untold number of LGBTQ-themed issues. Why does the library director have a problem with a Christmas tree? Now, the library board's going to hold a meeting next week to address the issue. The community is expected to turn out good, in force. Make them uncomfortable. Drive them nuts. Now, the loving, gentle, understanding, kind left has been sending emails to Mrs. Desmond. F you, wrote a member of the local Human Rights Commission. You're a selfish, blanking, itch, with a B, who does not care about anyone but yourself. For a tree? For a mother blanking tree? You have put people's lives in a lot of danger, for a blanking Christmas tree. This person is on the Human Relations Commission. And what kind of danger have you put people in? They might see the tree and have second thoughts? I mean, I don't know. What danger? Why is it always a danger when someone is triggered by a tree or a Christian scripture, what have you? But yet, if a Christian is triggered by a gay pride flag, that's okay. We can trigger Christians. Not a problem. Anyway, this, you know, the simple solution for this. Either put up the Christmas tree or lose your taxpayer dollars. It is a public library. You put up other people's stuff. Right? Come on, people. Stay with me here. They put up other people's stuff. Why not this one? What is the problem? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I find all of this just totally amazing. And that's why I said to you, if we don't fight back, right, if we don't fight back, what happens? We lose. And then you sit there and wonder why we lose, or how we lost, or how did this happen? It happens because you don't engage. That's why it happens. Get to engaging. Make a difference. Don't make a difference by, you know, feeding five families in your neighborhood and you think you've done a great job. Make a difference by pushing back. Right? Push back. Make sure that that what you're supposed to be doing, what's supposed to be being taught, is actually being taught. And again, the war on Christmas continues. You knew this was going to happen again. The Dems don't care about Christmas. The Dems, just the word Christ alone. You know, the Bible talks about how the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Hint, hint, wink, wink. A school bans kids from Christmas parade after ministers boot the drag queen float. Right? I mean, in Tyler, Texas, a ministerial alliance with City Hall every year to produce a Christmas parade. But the partnership was severed after pastors objected to the float filled with drag queens singing Christmas carols. The minister said the parade and the entrance must be consistent with traditional biblical and family values. Drag queens didn't fit those values. We do not feel drag queens dancing in Christmas parade that these are the values we want to communicate to our children. I love it. We'll talk more about the message on the other side of the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Always a pleasure to be with you. 855-0-0-855-732-552. Talk about the city that has broken ties with a bunch of local churches over a Christmas parade because the Christmas parade wouldn't allow a drag queen float. A Christmas parade. Just saying. I mean, heck, these guys need to read the story about Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe then they'll understand. See, the problem is that the left, those people don't really believe. I don't know how to explain it. Even when they don't believe in God, they discount your belief in God. They discount the fact that you believe in a supreme being, that you believe that there is a creator of the universe. So they kind of blow it off as not a big deal because you're stupid anyway. Think about that. The They posted this Christmas parade for years. All the people and all the families, no matter what they look like, are welcome to enjoy the parade. Right? It's a parade of lights, it's a celebration, but it's a celebration of the birth of Jesus. So, TAMA is an organization of churches that holds the tradition, a traditional biblical and family values. We want to make sure that all entries do not contradict those values. Last year, Taylor Pride, a recently formed group, made it into the parade due to an unfortunate oversight on our part. To be clear, the group known as Taylor Pride, which seeks to promote the LGBTQ plus lifestyles as biblically accepted, with two men inappropriately addressed as women, should never have been allowed to participate. Right. That being said, it's always been the case for our Christmas parade that business organizations, religious government schools, political organizations, groups, individuals, and so on, who have participated in the past, have absolutely no requirement to be Christian or religious. The floats need to have a Christian or religious theme. But that's it. It's never changed. You know, many of you know, or have heard me say, I've been the chairman of the local mayor's prayer breakfast. And it's one of the things that we've stood behind. It is a Christian-backed, funded organization. And no, there will be no pagan sects there to pray or do whatever they do. No satanic ones. It is a Christian-backed and run function. So, these people don't believe that anything you believe is real. Right? And I know it's an old saying, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin. It is true on the surface. We don't hate a person who happens to be a sinner. We're to hate what they're doing. And yes, we are to judge what they're doing as sin or not sin. Adultery according to the Bible. See, this is the stuff people keep missing. Adultery according to the Bible is sin. If your friend is committing adultery, are you judging him when you look at him and say, hey, dude, you know you're committing adultery, it's a sin. Are you judging him? Or are you simply reminding him of the truth? His emotions took over. He's giving in to his emotions. It's not what we're supposed to do. My kids have a joke because I always said, nobody cares how you feel. Nobody cares about your emotions. Now, that wasn't to say I didn't care how they were feeling about something or when they were sad or that kind of stuff. But the point I drove home with them over the years was, you never make a decision based on emotion. You never make a knee-jerk reaction because you're sad, happy, mad. Look at road rage. What is that driven by? It's driven by emotion. People give into that momentary anger. They lose total self-control. They can't hold back, and that's it. They're done. You have to learn how to control those. So, you know, I honed that skill myself. Some of you heard me talk about this before. I'm a pilot. I haven't flown in a long time, but I used to fly constantly. And the tendency when you're in an emergency situation, right? You're driving down the freeway, you hear skidding, and you see metal flying, you react. You're scared, your heart starts pumping, you hit the brake, you do whatever you got to do. But when you're flying and something goes wrong, that's hard to do. You have to train yourself. You cannot panic. Because you start to panic, your heart starts pounding, you can't think straight. You have to be almost cold when a buzzer goes off, when something goes sideways. You breathe. Okay, I've got a light on. I've got a fuel light on. I've got a fuel pressure light. I got this. I got that. I got an engine out. What's the process? What do I do to restart it? All right? Am I out of gas because it all leaked out, something broke? Okay, let me look and see where I can put this aircraft. You're like, oh my God, we're going to die in the plane. No, because you will. So you got to stop with the emotional knee-jerk stuff. Everybody loses when that happens. Right? Anyway. City spokesman said that they wouldn't co-sponsor an event that wasn't open to everybody. We work hard to make this city a welcoming place. So leaders announced that they would do a secondary parade. Okay, where everybody was included. And what happened? Oh, that wasn't good enough for the LGBTQ activists. They decided, no. The other people shouldn't be allowed to have one. Dennis Rogers, president of the Taylor Pride, told the Post that while the group has received local support, she wished the city had pulled the minister's parade permit. Just the fact that they aren't allowed to have this exclusive parade on public property is already breaking the rules. No, actually it's not, but, you know, makes them feel good. They have to choose a side because this has become a hate group. No, actually, it's not become a hate group. And if you keep listening, if you would listen to the SCOTUS conversation and the questions being asked by the justices, you'll see where they're going with this. As long as everybody is allowed to have a permit. Everybody. You can't be forced into someone's parade. If I have a Christian prayer group or a Christian event that is open to the public, right? I've got a permit to be at the park. I've got a permit to do what I'm doing. You don't have a right to force an LGBTQ group on me. You don't. And it isn't because it's a private scenario and I'm on public property. It's because I have a right. Our founding fathers gave us that right. You know, it's really funny how people are. You talk about this stuff like it's like this recent law that passed in Congress that had to do with the protection of marriage, as they call it. You know, you look at this and you have to stop and say, the right is screaming, hey, you just approved or you just codified gay marriage. Well, for all intents and purposes, gay marriage was codified by the Supreme Court. Okay? But to some of your point, because I always drive this home, is that Supreme Court doesn't make law. Judges don't make law. They can tell you whether it's constitutional or not, and then it's up to Congress to go change it, which is what they did. They followed the process, and they changed it. But they couldn't push back on it at all. And one of the reasons they couldn't push back on it, paying attention, is that interracial marriage was in the bill. The Democrats are in control. If the Democrats are in control, how do you expect to get anything done? How do you yell at everybody? You can't do it. Also in this bill, though, the bad part, and it will be challenged, there was no carve-out for religious organizations. So it will be challenged. So the law, not as a whole, but in and of itself, is illegal. And it's unconstitutional. You cannot force a religious organization. And it is not a hate thing. It's not bigotry. It's not homophobia. I love that. I've never been afraid of a gay person in my life. I wish these people who use those terms would actually learn what they mean. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm dumb, but I want you to write it down. I want you to put it somewhere. Or go get our app. We're in the Apple Store, the Android Store. You can call right from the app. Joe Mazzini, your host. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.